Michael, what's how have you guys been kind of kept abreast of what's going on with Dennis and what's been the feeling there?
Because Matt just told us in the team meeting, like I said, what happened. Like I said, we're all, you know, we first heard it. Like I said, we were shocked. We knew he was sick, but we didn't know, you know, to what extreme. So, I mean, when we first heard it, like I said, it was sad. Like I said, anytime, you know, a part of my family dies, you know, obviously, you know, because Alan's part of my family, so his dad's part of my family. So anytime a part of my family dies, it's a sad moment. Like I said, we know we have to, you know, go ahead and mourn, but still go out here and play well and, like I said, get his victory for him.
On the field, what's been the problem with the Raiders family here the last 5-6 weeks?
I think we're just not playing up to our level. Like I said, well, obviously we've always had all the talent in the world, always had, you know, the great players, but for some reason we just haven't put it all together, and we're still, you know, still trying to find that perfect game that we know, you know, to compete with Denver, to beat Denver, want to play, you know, for the best part of the week. So hopefully, you know, we do that this week.
Michael, it seems that you guys seem to be playing decent, but then you'll give up all these huge plays time after time. Can you put your finger on it?
Yeah, I think it's just communication, and a lot of times it's missed tackles. Like I said, we'll be playing good for stretches of the game, and then all of a sudden, like, they'll give a big play, give a big run, and I said after that, it seems like it just goes downhill. So I think for us, the main thing is just kind of being consistent. Like I said, you know, not giving the big plays, you know, communicating and not missing tackles, and let everything else take care of itself.
Michael, how big an adjustment has it been for you to change positions like this during the season?
It's definitely been tough, you know, especially early on. Like, obviously, you know, nobody ever goes from safety to corner. It's normally the other way to go, from corner to safety. So it's definitely tough going through my growing pains early. But I think just the more I started playing the season, I started getting a little more comfortable out there. And I said, just started to play ball and just stop thinking. Like, just go out there and trust technique, trust the schemes, and trust things like that, and just go out there and play ball.
Were you nervous at all when they approached you with that idea?
Not really, because I don't think they would put me in a bad situation. So I knew, you know, once they approached me, I knew that they felt like, you know, I was the best thing, you know, at the time to go to corner, you know, for the rest of the season. And like I said, Safe and DA and JT, that they made the right move. So I said, I had faith in them, and with that, a lot of them just play.
What's your main motivation in playing against the Broncos this week?
Really, it's division rivals. Like I said, we know they're playing well. They said one of the hottest teams in the NFL, so we know that nobody's giving us a chance. So for us to, you know, go in here and pull the upset, like I said, that would, you know, kind of obviously not turn our season around, but, you know, it you know, kind of just give us a little momentum going into these last few games. So the main thing is just going out there and, you know, playing with pride and, you know, playing for everybody back home that's going to be watching.
What's the hardest part about playing Peyton Manning?
He's like an offensive coordinator on the field. Like you said, when kind of like when teams, you know, put in a game plan each week, like that, they put in plays, you know, for certain defenses. And with him, like, he sees that defense on the field, and he can put them in the perfect play, like I said, for whatever defense they're in. So it's kind of like he's, you know, the offensive coordinator on the field. And like I said, anytime you show him your look, anytime he knows what defense you're in, 9 times out of 10, he's going to take advantage of it. So the main thing is kind of, you know, the sky's not loose, and he's kind of, you know, kind of keep them off guard a little bit, and, you know, hopefully our front four, hopefully, you know, get after them.
Does the short week make it even harder to prepare for a challenge like that?
Oh, definitely. Like I said, anytime you're going against Peyton Manning, you always have, you know, a tough time, especially in a short week where you really can't game plan against them too much, like I say, because it's so short. But luckily, you know, we played them before, and, you know, we have, you know, an idea of what he likes to do and things like that. So, but it's definitely going to be a tough test, and like I said, we got to be up for it.
Michael, you think it's important for your offense to hold the ball a little bit if they can?
Well, definitely. Like I said, anytime you keep the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands, you know, it makes it a lot easier on the defense. So, you know, hopefully Carson, them, you know, run the ball and, like I said, you know, take the shots when they have it. But, you know, play a little ball, control offense, and, you know, we need to get them turnovers. If we get them turnovers, instead of getting the ball back, keep getting off the field. So that's really another what we're trying to do to try to get us a win.
Michael, you've been there a while now. How tough was it? You guys had a little optimism before the season, and was it just injuries or a slow start, or what? Is it, how disappointing has it been?
I was definitely disappointed. Like I said, we had, you know, so many hopes coming into the season. Like I said, we knew, you know, had a new gym, had a new coaching staff, and like I said, it seemed like the sky was the limit. But for some reason, like I said, obviously we had a lot of injuries, but for some reason we just haven't, you know, been on the same page the whole season. Like I said, defense, you know,
trying to figure it out. We're trying to find that perfect game. You think they're going to leave you at corner moving forward, or what do you think is going to happen there?
I really have no idea. Like I said, I just want to win. So wherever's best for the defense, like I said, where they need me at, that's where I play.